You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone gets very excited when Poppy is around. Are you ready to update the polls at Le Batard Show? Are we ready for Refrán del Día? Tony is back there. Lewis is back there. Before we get to both of those things, though, Poppy, something we discussed earlier this week, we were talking about how you greet someone, not you personally, but how when you see somebody, maybe you don't know them, what do you say? What do you yell at them to give an indication that you care about what's happening in their life? What is the phrase that you might yell at these people in Spanish or English?
¿Cómo estás todo? ¿Cómo se siente?
How are you? How are you feeling?
¿Cómo está la familia? ¿Cómo está la familia? Yes. Yeah. How is the family?
There it is. So
you you say that to me.
Yes. He says it to you, yes, Billy, and what?
Well, now I'm knowing he doesn't care how my family's actually doing.
No, that's not
very
true.
Very sad.
Poppy,
no,
Poppy, you don't care how. When you say, Billy, how is the family?
Do you care about Billy's family?
Do you care about what the answer is?
Of course I do.
Of course he does.
Of course I do.
I believe
him. Sincere individual.
Yeah. I know that he's happily married with a beautiful daughter. So, you know, I'm
looking at this. But Poppy, yeah. Are there people in life that you've asked that to when you just don't give a shit about their family?
Yeah.
Not
no,
Billy, but
no.
Other people.
No.
What
never.
Do you say to those people that you don't actually care about whatever their day is?
I just
doing?
Don't use that phrase at all.
Yeah, good.
Right. How's it going?
How's it going? How you doing? That's all. But no,
then just keep it moving. Don't listen.
Keep it moving.
That's the tell that you don't care about the person right there?
No, sometimes, you know. Sometimes.
At Le Batard Show is how you vote on the polls. Stugatz, what is it that you have there from the week as we update an assortment of nonsense?
They are presented by our friends at Advance Auto Parts. Again, at Le Batard Show on Twitter. Does anything good happen when you are shouting, anything goes?
Clay Thompson got into the Hennessy and was just shouting, anything goes. And usually what goes after that is your judgment.
76% of the audience said no. Marcadius Lewis or Mercedes Lewis? Who called the Marcadius?
They're both incorrect.
Are they?
I'm stunned.
You're reading wrong. It says Mercedes or Mercedes.
You know what? Dan swears that I said Marcadius Lewis. I don't recall saying Marcadius Lewis.
You did say that, but even in the poll question, you're reading it wrong. It's Mercedes or Mercedes.
Whatever.
That's the question.
Tomato, tomato. 62% of the audience said, well, what'd they say, Chris? Go ahead.
Which one was the correct?
The bottom one.
Mercedes.
Read it phonetically.
Mercedes.
Okay.
Phonetically. What is that? Do you think anyone has ever meant to book Rob Riggle for an event and accidentally booked Rob Dibble? Dibs.
That happened.
It did not. There's just no way that's ever happened.
66% of the audience said yes. Did Steph Curry prove he had nothing to prove during the NBA Finals? That's a good question.
Did he, Poppy? Did he? Did Steph Curry prove that he had nothing to prove?
He's the best. I mean, no matter what you said, he's the best.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little guy like that, you know, got four rings in 8 years. Are you kidding me?
That's yeah. right.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
They had a big parade in San Francisco.
Yeah.
They show up with a goat mm-hmm. wearing his jersey. That tells you everything.
That does tell you everything. The goat tells you everything. The goat in a Curry jersey.
But do it again, right, Bobby?
Sure.
Yeah.
He'll do it again.
No, he needs to do it again.
Well, that's fine. He'll do it again.
Okay. 84.5% of the audience said yes. Can a minority owner hold up your dinner for 90 minutes? 71% of the audience said no.
I'd like to ask my father this as the expert of Father's Day. Chris Cody has a conflict with his very selfish father, Greg Cody, about what Father's Day is supposed to be. Chris Cody, you want to present your dilemma to my father and have him choose how this is supposed to go?
Well, it's just, you know, as I grew up, I was thinking when I became a father, man, Father's Day, I'm going to get to do whatever I want on that day. But what it's turned into is me having to go to my father-in-law's house and I have to go to my dad's house. So it's a lot of to-dos on a day where I'm a father. I thought I'd be able to do whatever I want. So I kind of want Father's Day to be mine, and it doesn't feel like it's mine yet, Poppy.
Well, you're right. You in Father's Day, you do whatever you want to do. Now, if you are motivated to see your father-in-law and your father and all that, you know, you got to lay the law down.
But what if my wife tells me I have to do these things?
Well, you got to keep the old lady happy, so you better do it.
That's otherwise, what I do.
Otherwise, you know.
Well, what just happened to lay down the law? Right you there. Just said lay down the law.
It's okay with the old lady. Yeah.
I don't understand. You said lay down the law, and then the next thing you said, you got to please the old lady. All bets are off.
That supersedes everything,
what do you
now.
Mean? I don't mean
to. That's more important than Father's Day, right?
So explain to me. So is Greg Cody selfish because he will not allow his son to have his own Father's Day? Chris Cody does not get to get his own Father's Day because he has to go visit Greg Cody.
Yeah, well, you know, old Greg, you can forget about Greg, but his wife is very important.
Okay, so the father-in-law is, which it's Father-in-Law's Day now.
Yeah, I'm with Poppy, but, you know, I can't play that game.
No, you cannot play that game.
At Levitard shows, Stugatz. Keep it moving.
Is Father's Day not worth it? 61% of the audience said yes.
My father inhaled.
Wait, so that means it's not worth it, right?
Yes.
Okay. My father inhaled a bucket of black beans on Father's Day.
That's the way to do it.
The hell of
once
a day.
Rip your colon.
Did he bring his own beans to that restaurant, or was that just on the internet?
No, it was true. You know, I mean, they brought some beans, and I opened the container, and I had a small container. It was a small container.
Yeah.
it wasn't that small, Poppy. Yeah. You smuggled in a bunch of beans. It was a lot.
Brought his own beans. BYOB. BYOB.
He ate it so fast, too. It was stunning.
Yeah, I ate it fast, though.
Poppy, were you concerned that the restaurant wouldn't have food to your liking? Like, why did you have to bring beans with you?
Well, they didn't have black beans cooked the Cuban way, so yeah.
Right.
I mean, you got to bring them
your yourself.
You did them a favor, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Is Father's Day a confusing holiday?
Didn't you just do that?
No. I said, is Father's Day not worth it?
Oh, my bad.
Is Father's Day a confusing holiday? 61% of the audience said yes. Chris, why was it so confusing for? Oh, because of that.
It was like Greg, negative. Yeah,
it's not his day. Right. It's not Chris Cody's day.
It shouldn't be his day.
I don't know what age his daughter has to be before it gets to be his day.
Old Greg, enough where they can do stuff that makes dad happy. But, like, he's still working. Like, he's still taking care of his kids that day. The kids aren't taking care of him, you know? It's a big difference. It is. Like, once my kids could start making cards for me and making plans for me and doing stuff for me, it all changed right there, you know? Became my dad.
Greg Cody's never given away the day. Never given it away. You're going to have to pry it out of his cold, dead dad fingers.
You said it was your dad's day until he dies.
I mean, it is.
That was yesterday, Billy.
Yeah. That was 2 days ago. And before that, 3 days ago. It was something different. You're
Billy,
so
what
right,
I
Billy.
Do,
thank you for doing that,
no,
Billy.
No, you guys,
no, he
you
got
guys
you.
Don't understand.
I'm just trying to learn. I'm a new dad, too.
When you have...
I don't want the day, though.
When you have young children, there are no days off. Not on Father's Day. They don't care. They don't know it's Father's Day. You're doing the same thing you do every day.
Which is golf.
Right.
Every day is Father's Day.
But you have to spend time with Greg, Chris, because he's getting older.
I love spending time. This has turned into... into like but me crushing the
dad. Yeah, enjoy just, your dad while you have him.
It was
yeah.
just a little complaint, just a thought I was having. I love my in-laws. Love you. Love you,
Al. Enjoy your dad while you have him. Yes. What did you do earlier this week where you said you wanted, you said something that you wished for later in life? Oh, you said Steph Curry, that the conversations that we have in sports, the only reason to have, is he top five, is he top 10, is are you going to be there as a person I want to talk about later in life if yeah. I get that far, is right. what you said.
Right, on the rocking chair. Yeah.
And the thing that I wondered to myself is, do you presently believe that you are not later in life?
I still feel young, man. I feel vibrant.
I think this is an affliction that all of us men have. We all think we're 20 or 30 years younger than we actually are.
Right.
I'm baby.
I mean, I'm starting to feel it. Are you starting to feel it?
Of course. Of course.
Weird things are happening.
It's just age. Bobby can tell you.
Oh, it goes fast.
it goes fast. It got dark quickly. At Levitard Show.
When order needs to be restored, is there anyone who needs to be turned to more than John Tortorella? 70% of the audience said no. Torts. He's back. Philly, what took so long for that marriage? I mean, it's a perfect coach, perfect city. If you played a 7-game regular season, would Jeff Fisher still figure out how to lose 8? 96% of the audience said yes. What's the matter, Smitty?
I voted no on that one. Just let him go fly fishing in Nashville. Leave him alone.
He coached a 2-8 team in the USFL.
See?
Almost impossible.
The Dolphins sent a helicopter for him at the Fort Lauderdale Airport because Jeff Fisher couldn't be bothered to get on 595. They had to helicopter in
595.
Savior candidate Jeff Fisher.
Cannot communicate how short that commute is.
It's 10 minutes. It's quicker
in your
car.
It's 5 highway exits.
It's quicker in your car, but we need to helicopter Jeff Fisher's mustache.
It was important, Dan.
There's an urgency to get near his 8-8.
Leave Jeff Fisher alone.
95% of the audience said yes, he would lose 8 games in a 7-game regular season. Are you stunned that Stugatz had the entire history of the Bird Kingdom to choose from and chose Jim Thorpe? I still don't know what happened, man.
It is the greatest mystery of the week.
I don't know what happened.
I believe in our show this year, there will be no greater mystery than what happened to Stugatz that made him think that the Thorpe was a bird.
58% of the audience said no. It sounds like a bird. You would agree, right? The Thorpe bird. Look, check it out.
I didn't know what it is that you were saying. Let's get that sound for the audience, because if you can explain to me what it is that Stugatz was doing here as he was going with athlete names that connote birds, you'll know more than I do.
Top 5 athletes named after a bird.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised you know Nelly Furtado.
Who?
Number 5.
Goose Gossage. Is that Don Nelson? Nelly.
Where's the fanfare for Goose Gossage?
You like that one?
Number 4.
Jim Thorpe. That's a good one. Proud of that one. Oh, no.
You're going to have to forgive me. I don't know what a Thorpe is.
It's a bird.
Is it?
Oh, boy. I sure hope so. I can't explain it.
I'm happy with that one.
I can't even talk my way out of it.
I'm proud of that one.
I'm proud of that. I missed that the first time. I'm proud of that one.
Yes.
If Dan hadn't said that with much trepidation, would anyone have asked what a Thorpe bird was?
No.
Sounds like you would have gotten away with it.
But Dan was nervous.
Let's play it again.
I was totally unsure because I begged forgiveness on the front end because I felt like such a fool admitting that I was not aware of this one that Stugatz was proud of, the glorious Thorpe bird.
I proofread these and I didn't catch that.
We'll do a better job of proofreading.
I proofread it too, and I did catch it and thought it just went over my head. I was like, wow, that must be a great joke.
I shouldn't have said that.
No one fact checked whether or not the Thorpe was a bird. It was a security breach that conquered the entire network. Where's the fanfare for Goose Gossage?
You like that one?
Number four.
Jim Thorpe. Good one. Proud of that one.
You're going to have to forgive me. I don't know what a Thorpe is.
It's a bird.
Is it?
Oh, boy. I sure hope so. Man. Getting old, Dan.
At Levitard Show.
What do you do? Actually care or pretend you care? This is a big one. 75% of the audience said they pretend they care.
It's terrible. It's terrible. It's true, my father says. It's true. Is that what you said? It's true that people pretend to care. They don't actually care.
No, I never say that.
All right, this is a big one. Are you someone who makes love to the camera when it comes around at a wedding?
Poppy, when the camera comes around to your table at the wedding and you have to say kind words to the camera about the happy couple, how do you handle that?
Well, you know, you said that this is the beginning of a very long relationship, and we wish you to have a big family with a lot of kids and many years of happiness, wealth, and health, and enjoy it, and the time to enjoy it. That's the way you
say
it.
Good answer.
My father with the memorized speech that he gives every couple, not heartfelt at all, memorized.
I mean, not heartfelt. I always heartfelt everything I say.
You just did it for a fictitious couple.
Yeah, but you know.
I told him to do it.
83% of the audience said no. And perhaps the biggest poll in the history of polls, Dan, phrasing. Is Mike Trout worth 10 wins a year or 152 losses? big one. 54% of the audience, Billy, said 152 losses. Bam!
There it is. I think that is war. I saw a stat earlier this week in the history of pass rate, win rate, pass rushing. Win rate. The Dolphins had the worst blocking offensive line in the history of measuring those things. As people argue about...
All they've done is spent their draft picks on offensive
That's right, line. But as people argue about Tua, you're trying to make an evaluation of someone, whether they can throw the ball deep downfield on what is historically the worst pass blocking team in the history of trying to impede people in that sport. You can't make a measurement that way on what the quarterback is. Regardless, time for Refrán del Día. Oh, Poppy's ready. Look at Poppy made that sound. What does that sound mean, Poppy?
Oh, that's a tough one now.
What's weird, Chris Cody?
Dímelo, mi gente! Another Friday, another Refrán del Día.
Yeah! Let's stop for a second. Poppy, can you please translate Dímelo, mi gente?
Tell me, my people, my friends.
That's right. Exactly. That's something I would say when I walk into a place.
Aren't you supposed to? Yeah, you do. You do that every time you walk in here. Exactly. Dímelo, mi gente. Tell me, my people.
That's going to be my new greeting every time Tony walks in.
Yeah, dímelo, mi gente.
That is a pretty good one. It's shouting. It's welcoming. It's like, tell me, my people. It's good. It's
very
friendly.
And it's my people, right? It's not you people. It's my people. It's all my people right here.
Yes.
Let's spin the wheel. Spinning. Spinning.
Spinning it.
Oh, wow, big one. Very exciting
one. What are Lewis's thoughts?
It's this guy, I mean.
No, no, it's not. It's not. You'll like this one.
Chris Cody, you're right about this. This segment. No, Chris Cody. Chris, you're right about
this. You guys are going to like this one.
No, listen to me. No, Chris, I'm with you on this because... La Esquina de Chumenea deserves to be called out on this. They came with a segment. They said, we've got an idea. We want to do Refrán del Día. Jessica's enjoyed it. She has learned some Spanish here. But the last seven or eight Refrán del Día have been a version of, look at that guy.
Ever since I didn't have a dick. Ever since I lost my dick, it's all just been this guy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Ever since.
It's all been Este
tipo. Este tipo since.
That's a good one. We have it on there.
Since Despingalo. That's so true. That's right. Since you lost your dick, which was the best of them. All of them have been some form of a Spanish word that is just, look at this guy over here. And if this segment does not now get better, okay? If this one is not...
Billy just said he's nervous.
No, this one's fine. This one's good.
I will end this segment.
I don't know what it is, so I'm nervous.
I will end this segment right now if it is yet another version of...
It's not.
I
promise.
Okay, Refranda Dia for today is... Hama!
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 Yeah!
Play the Hama!
That's not how that works. No. Bobby, you want to explain what Hama means?
Hama is when they tell you, eat a lot, eat a lot.
Right. Hama.
Hama.
Bobby, donde está la Hama?
Donde? Where is the food? Where is the food?
Where's the black beans?
Yeah,
where,
is
the where are the black beans? That's right. And the pork.
What is
and the white rice.
What is the word Hama? What is that word?
It's to eat. Hama is to eat. It's a common term used to tell people, hey, you hama. That means you eat.
Yeah.
Is that what I should text Kristen? Going back to my text exchange earlier in the week.
You eat as a greeting?
Hama, question mark.
You hama greeting!
Calabasas.
Oh, there's a later one.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.